This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed North broadcasting from Baltimore. I'm broadcasting from Seattle as the Orioles get ready to take on the Mariners. First of a three-game set tonight. But back at Camden Yards, attendance is down. It's down. It's the worst attendance they've had since 2022. And if you recall, summer 2022 was when you couldn't have a full stadium at the beginning of the year. That year, they averaged 16,800 plus per game. Then in 2023, 23,900 plus. Last year, they went over 2 million for the first time since 2017, and they averaged 28,100 plus. This year, they're down. 22,931 people is what they're averaging at 664,997 paid attendance. Are you surprised?
Yes and no. I'm not surprised it's down because they're having a terrible, terribly disappointing year. And I think people are just like, come on. You have but so many disposable income dollars and you choose how to spend them. And if you're going to go see a team that's playing bad baseball, they're not going to go. But what's really disturbing, I have to go back to this. They've drawn fewer people than the Rockies, who are just horrific. So I don't know what to say. I really don't. But then I'm looking at, one of the maybe the best team in baseball. The Tigers have only drawn 736,000 people. So it's really tough to tell, what's going on with attendance.
I think the tick down is definitely because the team is not performing at people's expectations. Yeah. They were trending up from 23 to 28. Mm-hmm. I think people were ready to give them 30,000 this year. They're a better baseball team. You probably see close to 30,000.
I totally agree.
This year. So I think the fact that you're down almost over 5,000 fewer people than you were last year, I think that is telling. I do. Yeah. We talk about how apathy is a bad thing. And it is. It is. People still care because we get the phone calls. But I also think people not showing up is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
When they no longer want to spend money on you, it's a bad thing. And I wouldn't even say that they're spending money on something else. They're just not spending it on you.
Well, they're definitely not spending it there. Yeah. I tell you, it's really, if you look at these stats, it's stunning. It's find it really interesting. You look at the Dodgers, who have obviously a very good baseball team in a major city, 50,000 people a game. 50,000. The New York teams is, similar, 40,000 for the Yankees, 37,000 for the Mets, Phillies, 41,000, Braves, 36,000. Yeah, it's good teams are drawing a lot of people, and the bad teams aren't. It's just is what it is. White Sox, 16,000 a game. 16! The A's, 10,000, although they're playing in a, a fake stadium. The Rays, 9,000. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, interesting when you look at, you know, how the with the disparity in you know, fan attendance is like, wow. It's not like they're, you know, they're within 5,000 seats of each other. It's like, you know, it's ridiculous.
I'm looking at Dodgers in the past, and like they never start drawing 40,000 plus until 2004. You know that?
No.
Did they expand that stadium? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 38, 35, 37, 30. Then all of a sudden they go from 38,000 to 43,000 in 04, and they never came down from that. Mm-hmm. No, 1 year they did come down from that. 2011, they went 36. They went back up there. So, no, in 2021, well, 2021 was that year that we talk about where you didn't have, you couldn't be fully capacitated. And even that year they had 34,000 per game. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday, you too.
The Orioles have 16 games before we face the Yankees in New York. Can we get back into the playoff race? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, man. I don't think they get back in the playoff race. That's not even my goal right now, Ed. I said it earlier. I just want them to make my summer interesting. If they can make the summer interesting and go on a run and we reevaluate this thing at the end of August, fine. But my goal is just to make my summer interesting, man. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going to the ballpark is still fun. It's still a fun day out. You know, it doesn't matter. If only one team wins the World Series, if they're competitive and you have some fun at the ballpark, it's a great day. So I mean, that's all I'm asking for right now, because you're not gonna salvage a season.
I had a couple of people text this, and I'll specify this from Andre, because he actually is responsible for a lot of things that happens at the stadium. He cites he said yes, they're losing, but he cites some of it, and he's not the only one, to the horrible weather. It's rained a lot.
It has.
And people may or may not want to come out to the ballpark then. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All right. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, well, it's definitely the play that, you know, is affecting the fans. I mean, as far as me, by this time last year, I had went to several more games. It's the play. And also, you just said something I was thinking. Also, the weather has been horrible, but it's mainly the play. I mean, you know, if Rob, if you give me the free tickets, I'll go. But I've been going less this year.
I mean, a lot of people have cited rain. I'm getting that text constantly. You got some text over there, Joe?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Sorry. A lot of people are saying, yes, the weather, that's a big thing. But also a lot of text saying they're surprised it's not even lower than it is. Ed, you brought up a good point. Someone else also texted this in. Orioles are 27th in winning possession. 27th in winning percentage, 22nd in attendance, but their attendance is better than the Royals and Guardians, who are actually vying for a playoff spot.
The Guardians always have bad attendance, though. That's always been their big problem for them. They've been complaining about that for years. I don't know about the Royals, though. I don't remember the Royals having bad attendance, but the Guardians definitely.
You got a lot of people saying too that it'll be a lot worse next year, because you're going to have all of these people this year that are still going because they already bought plans. And now they're playing so badly this year, they're not going to do it for next year. So a year from now, it will probably be like 16 to 20%.
Not necessarily. It all depends on what they do this summer. I disagree with that. People will remember how you finish.
I got you. People on here are saying I'm not renewing.
Yeah, if they get I'm sure that's how they feel now. But if they go... If they finish strong and have a good summer, a lot of those people change their minds. At some point, you got to entertain people. Right now, where they're playing, I don't blame them. I really don't. And that's another reason why I say they need to really have a strong summer. If you have a strong summer for business alone, then business will pick up a little bit as well. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissioners Baltimore at 8:30. Kim McCusick at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, I want to take some calls from you. Has the failure to launch in 2025 changed your plans for how many games you'll go to? You may have said, I'm going to go to 8 games this year. Now all of a sudden, nah, man, I'll get to them when I get to them. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Baltimore Orioles off to a bad start to the 2025 season, and attendance is down. Not down huge, not down a lot, not much. I should say not as much as I thought it would be, honestly. I never made this comparison or looked at these numbers until this came up as a topic yesterday. But 22,931 is a lot better than I thought, and I think a lot of that as one of the texts to suggest is because, keep in mind, it's paid attendance. So whether you're there or not, you pay, you count. And I think some of it is that probably. Although I will say this. Often if you all are watching on TV and they announce the attendance and you say, no, there's no way in the world it could be that. If they actually had a camera shot out on Utah Street and up in that center field bar, you see a lot of those people that you think aren't there.
Yeah. Like,
those are popular areas.
I'm rarely in my seat when I go to a game. I'm in one of those areas. I'm in the flag court. I'm up on Utah Street. I'm just somewhere walking around one of the bars up there. That just says part of the game for me.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Got some more text for us, Joe?
I do. More people complaining about... complaining is the wrong word. It makes it sound bad. But they're mentioning how... the perks for the flex plans and stuff like that, they took some of those away this year, and then now that they didn't realize that they weren't going to be there, so people will not renew their plans for next year.
So this has nothing to do with the product on the field?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people saying, if you keep raising the prices and taking away the perks, I'm not going to buy a plan.
I've heard some complaints. I think the proper word is complaint. I've heard some complaints about the lack of perks or some of them things taken away. I think one of the things that's taken away is one of the discounts or something.
Yeah, it's an alcohol discount.
Yeah, I think that's taken away. Hey, man, I mean, if I'm going to have a value meal, a value menu, I got to get my money back somehow.
Yeah.
I get you a $4 value meal, you know. That's a value menu. You know, I got to get my money back somehow. Yeah, I think that is whenever you start taking away, Ed, it's hard to justify why you're taking away. We've always had this. Like I know personally some people would, if they ever said you couldn't bring your food to the ballpark, I know some people personally who would complain about that.
Absolutely. A lot of people would complain about it. Because, again, it's one thing to not give people a perk. It's another thing totally to take it away. And that's when you get big complaints from people. Like, you offer them something and then you take it back. Because that's a big perk. And I know, I was talking to somebody last week, I think it was. They have two kids. Just told me to go into a ballpark. If they couldn't bring the food in, they're not going. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
And that's something that's been, if I'm not mistaken, that may be something that's been around as long as Camden Yards has been around. I know the early 2000s for sure, but I think it's been around since the Camden Yards has been around. and you bring your own ball food to the ballpark. I think it's a great idea. Because think about this. If I'm taking my two kids and I'm a beer drinker, I'm still going to buy beer. I'm going to take my food there. My kid's going to eat. But I'm still going to buy beer. Chances are I may get him some ice cream. I'm still going to spend some money there. But the bulk of my meal, and you never know why some people have to. They may be food allergies. They may, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's several reasons other than being economics that you can want to bring your own food to the ballpark. You can be on a specific diet, and they don't fulfill that. So there are a lot of reasons to do that. 410-583-1057 is the number. More text, Joe.
Yeah, this is one, I think we've talked about this in the past, but this text says, this will always be a football town. The Ravens have always had a good product and still sold out games even when they were poor. The Orioles being good two or three times a decade compared to the Ravens being perennial playoff contenders is why this will be a football town. But the future of the Orioles now a big question mark. I don't blame people for not going.
I disagree. I've talked to people who have said they'd rather see an Orioles World Series than another Ravens Super Bowl.
I think this is generational.
Mm-hmm.
Because personally, I've seen the Ravens win a lot more in my life.
Yeah.
I feel this is more of a football town than a baseball town, but you guys are 25 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a real example. Not speculation. I'll give you a real example. Orioles were in the playoffs. They started the playoff game at home the day the Ravens just played. Vinny Serrato and I are doing the Ravens postgame show. No one wanted to call to talk about the Ravens. Everybody wanted to talk. In fact, Vinny and I were criticized by listeners for not opening up the conversation about the Orioles. My response was, you guys can talk about what you want. We're paid here to do a Ravens postgame show.
Well, was that 2012?
However, you can talk about what you want. It's 2012. It was 2012, but my point is, during that time, during a football game, people would rather talk about the Orioles. I think you say it's generational, but as you said that, Chris said, asked her son, are we renewing? Well, during the conversation, are we renewing next year? He looked at her like she was crazy. Absolutely. He's 16. So I think this is a huge baseball town. I think the mistake that we make in this city is we always pit one team against the other. That's the mistake we make. Is it a baseball town? Is it a football town? Most of the does New York have that conversation? They take pride in being both. No, we're a football town, baseball town, hockey town,
basketball town.
Yeah. They take pride in being all.
Mm-hmm.
And in Baltimore, we pit one team against the other, which is the most foolish thing. Does D.C. have that conversation? Are we a Commanders town? Are we a Nats town? Are we a Caps town? Are we a Wizards town? No, they're not a Wizards town. But, you know, I think the most foolish thing you can do is to claim that you're a sports town, but then say your favor one team over the other.
What about St. Louis when they have the
Rams? If you just don't like baseball, then that's obvious. But if you claim to be a sports fan, I think it's foolish to label your city as a football city. You should be a sports city. Now, I'm not criticizing people for not going to games because the team is bad. It's entertainment. I'm not paying for a bad movie. But to make a claim that you're one team over the other, I think it's kind of foolish. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, shoot, you should be a Terp city. You should be you should be that city that you are cheering for whatever team is in season. I'm a baseball fan. Then. Why? It's June.
Then I screwed up.
Why?
I'm wearing a Ravens top today. I got a jacket, a Ravens a hoodie on.
But Ed, are you a baseball fan, though?
Yeah.
Exactly. You push back on the topic, too. I don't think so. I think the baseball. We've seen. It's easy to say you're not a baseball town when your team is disappointing you. It's easy to say that. I don't blame you. I'm not sitting here telling people, hey, go to the games. Why? You know, if you're not excited about it, don't go.
I'm a believer in whatever the team's doing. You cheer for what's on the front of the uniform. Teams go up and down. I mean, I've been a Ranger fan since I'm like 7 years old. I've been wearing that gear, cheering for them, and they've only won one Stanley Cup in my lifetime. So it's like, you know, I've cheered for them forever. But you got a team, you stick with them.
How many total Stanley Cups did they won?
Not many, like four. Because you think about it, the majority of those Cups won when there were just six teams, and the Montreal Canadiens just racking them up. And then the Maple Leafs. So the teams that were good, keep in mind, there's no free agency. You're good, you're good. And you're going to stay good. And that's what they've just, you know, hoarded a bunch. So it's kind of distorted. I guess the same in basketball, because there weren't very many teams in the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.